Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Well, I ordered some advanced skincare cream from you people.
Okay, ma'am. Can I get your zip code so I can pull up the account?
90604.
Your first and last name?
Nancy Garlic.
For security purposes, can you verify your address?
16114 Sharon Hill Drive in Whittier, California.
Okay. Okay, so I do see here that on the 30th of January, you paid shipping and handling of $6.95 for our Ava Skin Cream and Eye Serum, which was supposed to help reduce your fine lines and wrinkles. That was on a 14-day trial period basis. If you didn't call us and cancel, you were going to be billed the full amount of the product. I do see that on the 18th of today, your account went into chargeback status and you were refunded, ma'am. So I can go ahead and cancel your account out so they don't take any more payments from you.
Well, there's another one here for $6.95. It says auto parts, accessories.
Okay, ma'am. So the $6.95 was the shipping and handling for the face cream and eye serum. You paid $6.95 twice.
And so what is the $94.94?
That's the full amount of the product. It wasn't free. After the 14 days, you were billed the full amount of the product, and that's why they billed the $94.90.
And they billed me again on today. They billed it twice.
Okay, both of those payments declined, ma'am. That's why I was getting your account canceled, because I do see that you're in a chargeback status with your bank.
So you canceled those charges?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Because I thought it was some kind of fraud.
No, ma'am, it's not fraud. It's stated in the terms and conditions that after the 14 days, you're going to be billed the full amount of the product. Your account is canceled, so they won't attempt to bill you again in the future. Is there anything else I could do for you, ma'am?
No, I don't think so. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.